Havering. This is Reverend Sheila Crawford, and welcome to the Shofar Ministries program. Well, as expected and talked about often on this program, chaos has certainly become global. Either economic, weather-related disasters, disease, civil wars, or just downright terrorism. And America is not escaping any of these, as our Constitution is being challenged with Americans stomping on our flag. The global elite who will bring in the New World Order couldn't be happier. Remember their slogan, out of chaos comes order. The New World Order, having a one world leader. Those of us who fervently study eschatology believe we have reached the point of no return. We must understand the times, for Jesus said he would send enough signs to occur all at once for his elect to recognize, and he is faithful. Remember, Jesus scolded the Pharisees in Luke 19 for not recognizing his first coming. Let us not be blind and ignore the signs of his second coming. For he said in Matthew 24:33, when you see all these things, know that it is near at the doors. So here's the good news. Jesus will be calling us home in the very near future. I believe he really does want us to know and not to be asleep. And besides all the necessary chaos to bring in the New World Order and the One World Leader, we certainly now have the technology to advance the mark of the beast. As we grow in this techno world of increased knowledge, it is easier to comprehend that this mark is far more sophisticated than once thought. This mark will be accompanied with a promise of living forever and becoming as God. Yes, it's Satan's same old lie, just on a different tree. And Apple Technologies helped foment that lie. Do you think it was just a coincidence that their logo is an apple with a bite taken out of it? Symbolism is a huge Illuminati trademark. They like to hide things, but in plain sight. And we talked about that in January and is archived on shofarministries.net. So, after our light has been removed, there will be total darkness to impel many of those left behind to take that bite by believing the lie, and then, in a stampede rush, will agree to worship this godlike figure who just came on the scene having all the right answers and fake promises. And then they will request the viper to bite them by inserting a computer chip that defiles the blood. Actually, some say changing one's DNA. So that's our topic tonight, and boy, do we need to pray protection over us and for tonight's message to reach the lost. And to the sleeping Laodicean church, to wake up and be effective at their witnessing. Dan, would you like to pray?
Yes. Father God, we praise you and glorify you as we ask for extra favor on those who are called by your name. Please keep our burdens light so we can do the work you expect of us in these last days. We render our enemies powerless over us as we boldly present the gospel message clearly while using the incredible evidence of your soon return so to wake up the lost. We lift up our recent prayer request. They may be a sweet incense into your throne room as we totally trust you, knowing we are in your hands. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
And we are very happy to address your questions, especially concerning the end times. Honey, will you tell our listeners how they can do that?
Yes. You can send your questions or comments by email to Sheila@shofarministries.net or call the office and leave a detailed message to 9006. That's 440-834-9006. Also by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio 44021. And love offerings are always very much appreciated and automatically puts you on our mailing list for future newsletters. You can also donate on our webpage, shofarministries.net, where past radio and teaching letters are archived and where you can leave me an email address to receive other timely messages.
Thank you, dear.
You're welcome.
All right. So, if you've ever done a study on Genesis 6, I think you know that it's always been Satan's goal to corrupt the entire human genome. And almost got away with it, but God said, I don't think so, and spared 8 people. Well, it continued after the flood, as evidenced by the giants in Canaan, and we all remember Goliath and his brothers. And he's still trying in a couple different ways today. But we're going to stick to the more provable area called science. Right now, today, scientists have the technology to change the gene pool, adequately termed as transhumanism. There are statements from these scientists or transhumanists who admit they believe that superhuman powers and extremely advanced life extension technologies will allow them to essentially become like gods. Also known as the singularity, when artificial intelligence, like computer chips, merges with and even surpasses human intelligence. And they say this, and it's in all society that can be done. Eventually, all being transformed. That's a quote, and I must admit, my computer contains more knowledge than I do. So do we think it absurd if experts offer to put one in our brains so at any time we can just think of a topic and have the information immediately in our minds? Right now, I think many would sign up for that. But then, what if some fabulous promises came along with it? Like no more diseases, never grow older, you can become a god. Well, the so-called artificial intelligence becomes demonic intelligence quite quickly because this makes the perfect host for demons and every transy will have them. DARPA is an organization that defends advanced research projects. It has declared its intent to develop genetically enhanced super soldiers and super intellects with embedded microchips. Gene splicing is already taking its place in modern medicine. Animals can be made to grow human replacement parts. I'm not kidding. And are. They're called chimeras. Now, you know, the Torah forbids the interbreeding of species, and we are going beyond the pale. We are quite aware that this world has long been driven by dark entities lurking behind the scenes. Now they are coming forward into full view. And some people are welcoming it. In fact, every world government has highly funded programs that deal with the paranormal. Really. Top secret organizations, as well as the Vatican for many years, have devoted black budgets to the investigation and exploitation of strange alien activities. Their copious records reveal their belief they are dealing with extraterrestrials from other planets. Major governments in the world has devoted its resources to working with these entities that we view as demonic. You know, in the days of Noah, when the world was totally flooded, because of such genetic tampering? Without any doubt, it is now happening again as Jesus predicted it would in Luke 17:26. Do you even think for a moment that God would destroy the earth as he did in Genesis 6 over sin? Did that mean Noah never sinned? Hardly. It was because the gene pool was corrupted and defiled. You know, the book of Daniel casts some light on the dark side of Bible prophecy, as in Daniel's interpretation of Nebuchadnezzar's dream. Let me just read chapter 2, verses 31 through 34. It said, "Thou, O king, saw, and behold, a great image. This great image, whose brightness was excellent, stood before you, and the form thereof was terrible. This image's head was of fine gold, his breast and his arms of silver, and belly and his thighs of brass, his legs of iron, his feet part of iron and part of clay. You watched while a stone was cut out without hands and struck the image upon his feet that were of iron and clay and broke them to pieces." Now, the traditional interpretation, which I agree with, is of this image having four metallic sections representing four great world empires, starting from Nebuchadnezzar's Babylon, then Medo-Persia, Greece, and Rome having the legs of iron. But then the latter-day Rome still has the iron in the feet, but now it's mixed with clay. Rome was definitely demonic. But iron is the metal of enterprise and the Industrial Revolution. Iron smelting in the Roman Empire and the Western world created armies and machines of war, later rising on the power of its development in shipping, railroads, skyscrapers, and bridges, to name a few of its attributes. Common sense and simple observation will tell anyone that when an attempt is made to mix iron and brittle clay, the result is structurally unsound and should not be done. Clay represents people. We were created using the dust of the earth. And Scripture refers often that we are the clay and God is the potter. Well, verses 42 and 43 of Daniel 2 mentions a group of interlopers who inject themselves into the human race. Let me read that for you. Verse 42. "And as the toes of the feet were part of iron and part of clay, so this kingdom shall be partly strong and partly broken." Verse 43. "And whereas you saw iron mixed with miry clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men, but they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay." And of course, we know that Jesus, as the rock or the large stone, does return at the end of the tribulation and totally breaks it up. But I want to say that my take on this is, first of all, we could not understand this till the very end of times, really. God said to Daniel that they wouldn't. And remember, God did say in Genesis 3 that Satan has his own seed. Transhumanism is the injecting of iron, or its derivative, that is used in computer chips, into those who want it. And then they, which has to be the seed of Satan, mingles with these transhumans. Soon Jesus returns and destroys them all, like God had to do at the flood. But honestly, iron ore minerals like magnetite and limonite are used in various computer parts. So the iron would fit Daniel's description of the iron and the clay. In other words, injecting these chips into the human body. Now, this is a topic rarely talked about and avoided a lot, I might say. But it is clear to me from Daniel's prophecy that there will be another latter-day attempt by Satan and his minions to infiltrate the genome of mankind. They did it before, producing giants, dinosaurs, half-men, half-animals, and there's many hieroglyphics to support that. Do you think that those that drew these hieroglyphics just were all using a very vivid imagination? Satan must believe that if human seed can all be corrupted, it will render God's plan null and void. No more redemption. So then Satan can rule over his own progeny. I know it's crazy, but you know who our enemy is. Anyway, in Revelation 9 and also Revelation 12, it really does support Daniel's prophecy as well, because there's fallen angels that will descend openly to earth once again. It says that. And in Revelation 9, it says the underground will be opened up. And that's when it gets very much worse. The bowl judgments are unleashed. And whether you want to believe it or not, many, and these would be all unsaved people, have reported for years of experiencing, at least on some level, demonic alien entities, whatever you wish to call them, trying to infiltrate and defile the human race. Even in Revelation 13, the Antichrist is called the Beast. A beast is not usually a mere human. And Strong's defines the word, which is Therion, as an animal, even venomous. And of course, that should spark something there. Should you choose, of course, not to believe this, that's really okay. But you must understand that when the Bible speaks on it, I myself, as a minister and Bible teacher, should try to give an honest, researched commentary. Now, perhaps you can give me a different, comprehensible answer to Daniel 2:43. What else could the word they be referring to, since it obviously is different than the seed of man? I am open to hearing from you. You can email me at Sheila@shofarministries.net with any of your questions, anytime. Okay, let's look at Daniel chapter 11. The prophet Daniel gives us his view of the beast. It's couched in terms of what we would call the supernatural. I'm just going to read a couple of verses, and you can do the rest yourself. But in verses 36 and 37 of chapter 11, it says, "And the king shall do according to his will," speaking of the Antichrist, "and he shall exalt himself and magnify himself above every god, and shall speak marvelous things against the God of gods, and shall prosper till the indignation be accomplished. For that is determined shall be done. Neither shall he regard the God of his fathers, nor the desire of women, nor regard any god, for he shall magnify himself above all." You know, Daniel's description fits perfectly in agreement with Revelation, displays a persona of things mystical and paranormal and superhuman, disdaining relations with women and with any competing god. He sees himself as unique and indomitable, suggesting that he is something different from a normal human being. In fact, the Antichrist is controlled by a dark power who occupies and guides his mind. He would not be the first despot to fit this category, but he will be the most powerful example of it. Now, to the earth dwellers, those are those left behind that preferred to make the earth their home. Whenever you see that expression, it's referring to the unrighteous. But to the earth dwellers, he will seem like a superior, godlike being, able to summon the powers of the heavenlies, making amazing proclamations of a virtually divine nature. He does not honor any god, although he will esteem some. And he establishes himself in Jerusalem in the temple and declares himself to be God. That we can all definitely agree on. So, here's the question. Is he something other than human? Perhaps a semi-human creature spawned by the mysterious they of Daniel's earlier vision? You know, we really do live in alarming proximity to the fulfillment of this prophecy. So it does appear that the mark of the beast is most likely a computer chip, at least one, and even maybe variable signs according to how much you're willing to worship the beast. It's hard to say for sure how much it'll be. But I believe that this computer chip can actually change one's DNA. And again, bringing many promises of immortality, no more sickness, with abounding knowledge to know good and evil. But always know that it will be a choice, and they won't have to take it, but without it cannot buy or sell. Along with the mark, demon possession is likely, and you must promise to worship the beast. So most of those dear tribulation saints will be martyred or die of starvation. Saints, doesn't that compel you to tell as many as you can how awful it will be? And Jesus says in Luke 21:36 that anyone can escape it by praying the prayer, and that's the prayer of salvation, by giving their hearts to Jesus. You know, saints, we have reached the time when Bible prophecy has become very serious. Its dark side is rapidly becoming visible. This being the case, the end of the church age is very, very near. So hold your head up high and praise the Lord and give him thanksgiving, for he is God of gods. And it's time to say good night and hope that you'll tune in next week. I'm going to leave you with the Aaronic blessing. That's from number 622 through 27. Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha, Ya'er Adonai panav elecha v'yinunecha, Yasa Adonai panav elecha v'yasem laha shalom. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Till next time, Sha'alu shalom Yerushalayim. Keep praying for the peace of Jerusalem, because that just means Jesus is coming back, because he's the only one that can bring peace. And it goes on to say that those who love Jerusalem shall prosper. Not here, certainly in the next kingdom. Read it for yourself, Psalm 122, verse 6. I care about you. Please turn in next week, and don't forget to send me any questions that you might have. It's nice to know that people are listening. God bless. See you next time. Shalom.
Thanks for spending your hour with Sheila Crawford and the Shofar Ministries broadcast on AM 1220 The Word. If you would like to help keep the show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click on the donate button on the left-hand side of the page, and it'll take you to PayPal's secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments you have about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries, right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program is sponsored by Shofar Ministries.